654, 50 degrees, beautiful Thursday morning, just a few puffs of clouds, otherwise nothing but blue sky as we look out our window here at our Southside studio location next to Everett High School. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Zach Pohl, who's the Executive Director of Progress Michigan. Zach, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the program. Refresh our memories. What is Progress Michigan?
Well, Progress Michigan is a nonprofit organization that advocates for progressive ideas and policies in Lansing that'll benefit the middle class and help everyone to get our economy back on track.
You made a statement about the unemployment number increase here in the state of Michigan. What'd you say?
Well, you know, we're starting to see the unemployment go up for the first time in about a year, and right now the only place Lansing Republicans can look is in the mirror. We saw a massive tax cut for big corporations was passed last year under the veil of job creation. But instead of actually creating more and better jobs, we're seeing big corporations just pocketing the profits and not putting people back to work. And we think it's time for politicians from both parties to start working together to get our economy moving again. We need more teachers in the classroom, more first responders protecting our communities, and that'll help small businesses put people back to work. And bottom line is we just can't afford more cuts to public education and public safety jobs, which is what we'd see under two more years of Rick Snyder and Mitt Romney's policies.
Zach, when we talk with Rick Snyder, when we talk with leaders like Randy Richardville here on the program, they tell me that they have laid the foundation for Michigan to be a better place. They see more jobs coming. They think that they've laid the foundation for businesses to hire more people, and you're saying that's not so.
No, and if anything, I'd say who's been laying the foundation to get our economy back on track is President Obama with his aggressive plan to rescue the auto industry. I mean, let's not forget that it was Mitt Romney who said we should let Detroit go bankrupt. And if Mitt Romney had had his way, the big three automakers would have gone under back in 2009. We would have lost millions of jobs instead of creating millions of jobs in this country. And frankly, Rick Snyder and Lansing Republicans have been riding the success of the auto rescue over the last year or so. And now, interestingly, just as Governor Snyder's policies are taking effect after about 6 months here, the unemployment rate's going back up again. And that's because we've got fewer teachers in the classroom, fewer police officers and firefighters keeping our communities safe. And the bottom line is, Rick Snyder and Mitt Romney's policies would just make things worse.
All right. If things are so good from the standpoint of what the president has done, then why has the deficit more than doubled? And why have big job opportunities like building oil facility from Canada through the United States not been taken care of?
Well, let's not forget that President Obama and Speaker Boehner had a deal worked out last year that would tackle our long-term debt problems in this country. And it was actually the Tea Party members of the House Republican Caucus in Washington who rejected it. And consequently, we just sort of have been strung along, and there hasn't been any real solution from Washington to address our long-term debt problems. President Obama put a pretty aggressive plan on the table that included, frankly, some things that a lot of progressives don't like cuts to Social Security and Medicare. The bottom line is people are sick and tired of both parties bickering over these issues. We've got real challenges when it comes to dealing with our long-term debt problems and job creation. But the bottom line is President Obama put a jobs plan on the table last fall that would have created about 2 million jobs across the country with people fixing our crumbling roads and bridges, and putting more teachers in the classroom. And again, it was rejected by Republicans in Washington. So bottom line is we just need both parties to stop this election year.
Zach, I've got to get to a hard break. Thanks so much.